Welcome to the Talking People podcast. This episode is about how to write holiday postcards at the elementary level. Julia, I'm saying postcards, not podcasts, okay? Don't mix them up, people, okay? Postcards are like letters, okay? And a podcast is this. This is a podcast episode, okay? So, how to write holiday postcards. When you have to comply with some requirements in a writing assignment or in a writing test or exam, okay? If you practice these writing strategies in your course assignments, you will feel confident when you take your writing test. So, listen and think about it. And then practice, okay? Writing requirements are intended to test different skills. They test your English, so it's important to avoid especially grammar and spelling mistakes, okay? They test textual matters. Eek, what's that? What's that? Don't panic. This means two different things. Textual structure, which is how you organize the information, okay? It has to have a beginning, it has to have a body, it has to have an ending. And the type of text. A postcard is a type of text. Postcards have some ingredients. A beginning like Dear Mary or Hello Mary, you know. Those are the ingredients. Then, writing requirements also test your attention to context, to real life. If you succeed in your communicative purpose, and also things like register. For example, the way you talk to your friends is not the same as the way you give a speech in the United Nations. Okay, when you address politicians, it's not the same. The way we talk to people we love is not the same as the way we talk to a shop assistant. That is register. If you don't understand, don't worry. Relax. Keep listening, okay? And writing requirements also test your writing strategies, because teachers are very, very experienced and intelligent, and they know things. Teachers know things. Your writing strategies are what you do before writing your piece, which is to think and to organize your ideas. What you do while you write your piece, which is make sure that you are doing what you are required to do. And what you do after you write your piece, which is correct it, okay? Proofread it. Well, all of these things are things that teachers notice when they correct your writings, okay? Now, let's consider the writing strategies. Complying with requirements. Typically, you have to comply with three requirements. First, the topic. If you have to write a holiday postcard, don't write a letter about love problems. Write a holiday postcard, okay? Stick to your mission, to your assignment. Second, the word limit. And third, some points that you have to mention. The word limit for elementary students can be write a postcard in 60 to 80 words, very typical, or it could be between 80 and 100 words, or in some cases, They can ask you to write between 100 and 125 words. If there are two figures, if it says between 100 and 125, okay, if there are two figures, your minimum is 100 and your maximum number of words is 125. But if they only give you one figure, one, if they say write 80 words, this means that you can write between 76 and 84 if it is a 5%, or if it is 100 words, the percentage is a 10%. So this means that you have to write between 90 words and 110 words, okay? In exams, you shouldn't count all your words. It's not necessary. If you know your average, if you know your average, you can just count the lines, okay? Later, I will explain. Then the set of points. For elementary students, some teachers think it's more helpful to use questions. So they give you some questions you have to answer, but not in an exercise of question and answer. You have to answer the questions using that information naturally in your postcard. I will explain now, okay? So for instance, they can give us 3 points to talk about. What did you do yesterday? So it's the idea, okay, what did you do yesterday? What are you doing now? I'm writing this postcard in a little cafe or whatever. And what are you going to do later on or tomorrow? Okay, notice this. These 3 points are not everything, all the ingredients that a postcard needs. These are just the ingredients of the body of the postcard. But a postcard has a beginning and an ending, and we need to do that. We cannot write a postcard like this. Yesterday I went to the beach. Now I am writing this for you in different lines, right? And tomorrow I am going to the disco. And then you send the postcard. That's a horrible thing, isn't it? No, you need a beginning and an ending. And then you need to include the information for the 3 questions, narrating your experiences there, okay? While you are on holiday. So, I'm totally lost. I wrote it down, but I am improvising. Okay, so remember, if you have questions for the 3 points or the 4 points or the 6 points, if they are questions, remember this. It's not a question and answer exercise. Those questions are to give you ideas of what to write about in your postcard. Okay, the type of text. A postcard is a type of text. What are its ingredients? Why is it a postcard? Well, because it is personal and private, and it is addressed to somebody in your life, in your personal or private life. It has a beginning like Dear Mary or Hello John, okay? The stories that we tell this person are organized in paragraphs. In a postcard, maybe you only have 1 or 2 paragraphs, or paragraphs are just 1 line or 2 lines sometimes, okay? And typically it has an ending, an end, okay, an ending in 2 steps, like see you next week, love. In 2 steps, in 2 different lines, you have those sentences, okay? A postcard is usually addressed to a close relationship, a friend or a relative, a family member, a relative. In this case, it is in an informal style. You can use contractions, but contractions count as two words, okay? Contractions count as two. The layout of the postcard, the layout is like the graphic distribution of the text, okay? The layout in a postcard is in two columns, On the left is the text, and on the right is somebody's name and address. In your exams, you shouldn't include the addresses if they are not a requirement, okay? Writing skills. What do you have to do a good writing? First, read the instructions and read them very carefully, and you can also underline keywords to remember. So, you read the instructions. You are on a holiday abroad. Write a postcard in 125 words, including the following information. And then they give you some questions or some points, okay? So, first of all, what do you have to do? First of all, you have to visualize the physical space for your writing. What's your average number of words per line? What's your average? What's your average number of words per line? Mine is 12, okay? I can write in my handwriting. I can fit 12 words per line. That's my average, okay? Sometimes it's 9, sometimes it's 14. It depends. But the average is 12. So, if they tell me you have to write between 60 and 80 words, I do this operation. I say, okay, 70 words. Okay, let's say 70. 70 words divided by 10 words per line. 70 words divided by 10 words per line equals 7 lines. So now I can visualize how many words, so how many lines I have to write. Of course, those are full lines. And if you're writing a postcard, some lines will have one or two words or three, okay? So it will be more than 7 lines. But that's the idea. First, it is very important that you know how much space. When you don't care about this, when you don't pay attention to this, what happens is that you write and write and write, and then teachers don't correct your composition and you flunk, you fail. Yes, you do, because you haven't complied with the requirement of the word limit. If you do not respect the word limit, you flunk. Well, that's typical state-run language schools, AOE schools in Madrid. Okay, so visualize the space. Then the second step is you can calculate the words in the structure. For instance, you say, well, I need about 10 words for the beginning because I am going to begin my postcard with Dear Mary, new paragraph. How are you? New paragraph. We're in Paris. Oh, okay. That's about 10 words. That's going to be my beginning. Then I'm going to answer the questions in the points. And then the ending is going to be see you next week. New paragraph. Love, John. And I can include a PS, a postscript. New paragraph. The PS can be, please call mom and send her our love. Of course, this is 9 words and I can make it shorter or I can not include it. Okay, I can avoid including it. So my conclusion here is that I need about 25 words for the beginning and for the end. And how many words do I have to write? Oh, I have to write 125. So I have 100 words for the 3 points. For the 3 points, and of course, you can add more things. Include descriptions of those points. I'm going to give you an example. After that, you say, I have 100 words for the body, and I'm going to read carefully the 3 points or the 3 questions. I'm going to read them carefully, and I'm going to think about what tenses I need to write about those topics. I need to know the time. When? Is it going to be a past, a present? Is it going to be a future? See what I mean? So, for instance, the instructions are, you are on a holiday abroad, en el extranjero. You are on a holiday abroad. Write a postcard in 125 words, including the following information. And now they include 8 questions. This is very detailed. Usually in exams, they only include 3, 4, or 5 questions. Okay, but that's a lot. Anyway, the questions are you having a good time? Okay, now you don't have to write, yes, I am. Or you don't have to write, yes, I'm having a good time. That's an answer to this question. No, you have to write in your postcard, dear Mary, how are you? I'm in Paris. I am having a very good time. You see what I mean? So the first question is, are you having a good time? And I notice that the verb are having is a present continuous. So I write a possible sentence for my postcard. I write, we're having a great time here. Okay? I am going to include this sentence in my composition later on. This sentence is 7 words. Okay. Don't write this in the space for your exercise. Write it in another space. Okay, just scribble the key sentences you need. You can write those in a different place. Okay, and then when you start writing your composition, you can include them. Okay, the second question. When did you arrive? Did arrive. This is a past simple. So the next thing I want to say in my postcard is, we arrived last Friday. That's 4 words. Okay, that's good. Third question. Where are you staying? Are staying. That's a present continuous. So we are staying in a small hotel in the city center. That's 11 words, but this could be a good sentence for that, right? Then, what did you do yesterday? Did, do, and yesterday, right? So that's a past simple. So I have to write something like, yesterday we visited the Louvre Museum, or whatever. You can make up the names. Os podéis inventar los nombres. You can make up the names. The next one. Where are you now? Are you? Oh, that's a present simple. Well, where are you now? When somebody tells you, where are you now? You can answer this question with a present simple. I am here. Or with a present continuous. I am sitting on a bench in Atocha station. See? So where are you now? I could say, now we are having a drink in a lovely cafe. And that's 10 words. Then, what are you doing today? Oh, this is a present continuous. Well, I'm going to say something that we are doing today. For instance, today we are visiting the city. What are you doing today? Or what are you doing now? It's a complicated question. So I have included a 5th page, page number 5, explaining different possibilities for this. Okay? But the easiest way to solve this problem for elementary students is, today we are walking in the city. or walking around the city or visiting the city. Okay? And that's it. Then there's another point. Say something about your holiday or about the city. Well, then you can say in your postcard, "It's a beautiful city. I love it." That could be 8 words. And then it says, mention the person you're writing to. It's always nice at the end of your postcard to remember the person. So say something like, "I miss you. I miss you." Or, "I wish you were here," if you listen to Supertramp or Pink Floyd. Well, "I wish you were here." I'm not going to sing it. Okay, well, those are the questions. Okay, so now I say, how many words could that be? That could be about 60 words. But because I have 100 words, I can start writing now my composition. I look at the questions so that the questions can guide me. But I can add more words to some of these points. See what I mean? So I'm going to write sentences like the ones I thought when I was reading the instructions. Frases como las que pensé al leer las instrucciones. And then I'm going to expand some, okay? Try to do it. Do your own. And I'm going to do mine. To be continued. Now you have to listen to the second part of this episode. Bye.